It doesn't matter
Okay.
whether it's Canadian or the US. The
Mm.
value of the $100 bill is appreciated when the dollar bill is a new mint, if you know what I mean. But if you give me the $100 bill and for some circumstances due to my carelessness or whatever, I squash it up or I even tear it up, as long as I'm able to glue it back, it's still accepted
Still,
as a legal tender. So
that's
what am I
right.
trying to say? Once you understand the value of who you are, it doesn't matter how many challenges you go through, you get broken, you get beaten up. Once you connect with the inner source and strength that you have, the value of the dollar is always tender, tenderable.
A growing health, wellness, and leadership podcast designed for you to become your most empowered self.
Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans, so you are the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans, and welcome to another episode of Empowered of My Skin. So today we're going to talk about opportunity. And so let me just tell you a little bit about my guest. So opportunity has the power to change lives. But the people who leave the greatest mark aren't just the ones who seize opportunities. They're the ones who create them for others. They build bridges where barriers once existed and transform setbacks into stepping stones. True success isn't measured by what you achieve alone, but by how many people rise because of your leadership. Today's guest has dedicated his life to empowering entrepreneurs, strengthening communities, and unlocking economic possibilities that extend far beyond business. Please join me in a gigantic, massive, warm, empowered my skin. You know how we do it here. Welcome for Emmanuel
Hey, that's a beautiful one.
global welcome,
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
So,
Great time. Yes, man.
my friend, I it's so funny because I find I've been switching it up, but for today, I think that I'm going to start. My first question that I want to dive into is actually something that I started to do this season, and
Okay.
it was inspired by Stephen Bartlett, The Diary of a CEO. So he typically at the end of his show, he asks the guest a question that the previous guest left for them. So now I've
Okay.
started to incorporate that. So I've asked the previous guest to either they have the option to leave you a piece of wisdom, which you could reflect on and share back what it means to you, or a
Yes.
question. And she left you a question. It's a she. You'll have to see the reel that will reveal who asked you, and then she will get to see
Okay.
who answered. So she said, "What is your why?"
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a good one. She was very kind to ask such a question. Yeah. My why is simple. My why is, as you probably know, it's maybe not be that obvious, but I wasn't born in Canada. I was born and raised in Africa, of which I remain very proud. And I came with a mission to break barriers, essentially, to maximize the opportunities that are available not just to me, but to ensure that my family doesn't have any question, any reason to say they did not live a successful life. But I also am fully aware that life does not begin and end with me. I'm only part of an ecosystem. So my why really is to make the most of the opportunities, back to the topic, that life presents to me, and where the opportunities do not exist, to create them. Because like somebody said, former president of the US, the best way to predict the future is to create it. So that's my why. My why is to maximize the opportunities that are God-given, and like I said, where they don't exist, to create them.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Great answer. Thank you.
Thank
And
you.
now, because now I'm going to take you right into our signature question, which is,
Okay.
and I guarantee you have had many, but I want you to pick one of your
Okay.
most empowering thoughts that you've had of the day so far.
Oh, just today, right?
Yeah, just today, in this
Okay,
day.
so it's funny because I'm looking to line up to speak on TEDx, and I was asked by somebody, what would you like to talk about? And what I
Yeah,
will
what
be,
ideas worth sharing, right?
yeah. What I'll be like, what I like to share is what I learned about failure. Born and raised in a family where my parents are academicians and also very Christians, religious, and I was given a formula for success in life, which is academic intelligence and spiritual intelligence, the fear of God. And riding on those two principles, I had a successful, fairly successful life up until when I came to Canada. And when I got here, I realized that my toolkit was insufficient. Why? Because my mantra in life was failure is not an option. So what drove me was the fear of failure. But guess what? I got here, and the structures on which I'd prided myself, the things which made me comfortable, how I even defined my self-esteem, everything was lost. I didn't have a job. I found myself on the shop floor, and I found so many things. And the problem was I couldn't identify with this version of myself. And so what did I hope for? I hoped to die. I thought, let me just die. This is it. And mercifully enough, I didn't die. I came to a different version of myself, and I realized, oh, okay, there's life beyond failure. So what do I say to people? Don't magnify failure. Failure is part of life. Failure is part of the journey. The people who we see and celebrate today have failed more than many of the people who, just appear, allow, the fear of the unknown to keep them. So push your boundaries, expect failure, but make failure your teacher and not something you fear repeatedly. So that is, I hope that's not too long.
No,
That's
there's,
mostly what
hey,
you
you have the floor. You have the floor. I just
said.
need to keep it within 30 minutes. So
Okay.
you could answer that whole question in the whole 30 minutes if that's what you want. Is
Okay.
that
Okay.
that's what the spirit moves you to say?
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes.
But now you've inspired me to ask you some double clicks.
Okay.
So one of the things I love that came up is like Oprah said this a long time ago, don't make
Yeah.
fail yours. So right, like a lot of people own the failure.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
funny because I also say the same about problems, right? Like I often will speak about like you are bigger than your problems because, and I
Yes.
truly have come to recognize, especially in a world where we're more connected than not,
Yeah.
with 8 billion people in the world, I actually believe there's a collective of problems, right? But they're all experienced in different ways, and
Yes.
we all get to them in from different paths, right?
That's
But
true.
there's a collective of problems, right? Like
Yeah.
whether it's health or financials or this and that and the other. And like there might be some intersections in this and the other. But what that means to me is that if there's a collection of problems that we all share as human beings, then
Yes.
somewhere in this world, someone has experienced it in a way that I might be able to fashion from them some experience or whatever. And
That's
therefore, in my opinion, if something is also held by somebody else, therefore it doesn't make it yours.
Yes.
And what I heard from you a bit is like not to not, don't make it yours. Like
Yes.
you don't have the monopoly on failures. You don't have the
Yeah.
monopoly on problems. And so far
Yeah.
as you can recognize that other people in the world can have it, then it's like you're not alone. You could probably just now AI it and find and ask for like other people that have experienced this, and you'll get names, right? Of
Yes.
people that have
Yes.
published solutions, right? And
Yeah.
so thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And
Thank you.
that's what I got from that. So thank you. People don't make fail yours. I love that.
Yes.
So one of the things you touched on early, I heard when you first were talking about how you came here
Yes.
and you touched a bit on success, right? You left what you felt was success,
Yes.
and now you came here, and suddenly the markers were different. They maybe moved
Yes.
or
I
right.
needed an expanded toolkit. Yes.
And my question to you that came, my question for you right now is, what has that taught you about identity? Because you said a
Okay.
lot of things like
Yes.
you, because of the circumstance and the environment you found
Yes.
yourself in, you, your
Yes.
human, was now. Like there were things that you had connected to that
Yes.
defined you,
Yes.
and now in a new state, like suddenly you were now lost. So what have you
Yes.
learned about identity as a result
So
of having to experience that?
that's a great question, and I will answer you by using an analogy of the $100 bill. It doesn't matter whether it's Canadian or the US. The value of the $100 bill is appreciated when the dollar bill is a new mint, if you know what I mean. But if you give me the $100 bill, and for some circumstances due to my carelessness or whatever, I squash it up, or even tear it up, as long as I'm able to glue it back, it's still accepted
Still.
as a legal tender. So
That's
what am I
right.
trying to say? Once you understand the value of who you are, it doesn't matter how many challenges you go through, you get broken, you get beaten up. Once you connect with the inner source and strength that you have, the value of the dollar is always tenderable. So I recognized who I was, even though I made many mistakes. I came to the limits of myself. I was able to still reconnect and realize that I didn't need to be a different person. I just need to accept who I was and build from there. And I think that's something that we all need to know. I like the color of your empowered in my skin. It's somebody who has recognized the fact that rather than hide who she is, I don't know, she actually pushes it in your face and say, take it or leave it, this is who I am. And that's really what life is. And interestingly, when people see you that way, they
Is that what
accept
you
you the way
see?
you are.
I just push myself
No,
like that.
in a good way, right?
I
This
know,
is
I know,
somebody
I
who
know.
celebrates the positive things
I
about
know.
who she is. I was
Yeah.
just reading about Serena maybe yesterday or yet today that she had this meditation, and that's one of the things that helped that talking, confessing positively to yourself and
Yeah.
pushing away those negative emotions and
Yeah.
thoughts. Because there's something very important, you probably know this. There's something, a part of the brain called the reticular activation system, RAS. It's as small as a thumb. And what the RAS does, it acts like a bodyguard. So that's why our beliefs are very important, because when you have a positive belief, the RAS draws in information to reinforce what that belief is. Similarly, if you have a negative belief, what the RAS does is it pushes down any possibility and keeps the status quo. So it's your responsibility and my responsibility to find the truth, to celebrate the truth, and not to allow circumstances or the environment to limit us from being who we should be.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I want to just add on to the concept of belief that you brought in more. And it's funny because over the last couple of days, I've had almost the same conversation, but I said it at Godfidence. So when we're recording this, by the way, for everyone, we literally were just at an extraordinary experience called Godfidence in Toronto, Ontario. Look it up, hashtag Godfidence Conference, and you'll probably catch some snippets of it. But it was so powerful.
It was.
And one of the things I said when I had a moment on stage was like, I recognize my belief system, while it was strong, beliefs can be debated. Conviction is where it's at. Like, so I think like it's moving even your belief posture to a space of conviction. Like when you are convicted, you stand firm 10 toes down, right? And I was hearing recently, like, atheists somehow figured it out, right? An atheist, you can't, like, they just believe, they do not believe. If life is great, they do not believe. If life is not great, they do not believe. No matter what is going on, they just don't believe. Believers, though, because I do believe we're in a little bit of identity crisis right now. We are easily sh we can be shaken, right? We're confident in private and we doubt in public, and or something. Our life is suddenly, we're met with some challenges and suddenly it's like, where's God? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I think as believers, we almost have to, like, it's one thing to believe, and I think we just have to figure out how do we turn the dial on that. Taking that belief to a level of conviction. Like, we are so convicted that we believe what we believe, irrespective of whatever's, look at that. I'm like, irrespective of whatever's
No
happening, right?
problem.
Anyway, I don't know what you, I want to know what your thought on that is, because I know you are very much connected to God. Please.
So when I was in Nigeria, I was very religious. I attended church regularly. I was in the Bible study unit. I thought I knew the Bible, and I was, very confident of who I was until I was struck at the very foundation of my beliefs. I was struck, and I began to question, my relationship with God. If God really loves me, why are these things going through? Why am I going through these and that? And that's when I realized something. There are two levels of knowledge, is what I came out of. There's knowledge of the head, and there's knowledge of the heart. Knowledge of the head is information. Knowledge of the heart is where the conviction takes place. And that's exactly what you're talking about. So it's not enough to just have the theoretical knowledge. What really grounds you and takes you further is the conviction in your heart, where you're not necessarily looking at circumstances. Who is it popular? Is it trending or not? You push through. And with time, even the doubters will begin to say, oh, okay, this guy seems to know what he's doing. And that, I think, is very important. But
I love
you just back to what you were talking about, God fear. You said you had in your moment. It wasn't just a moment. You had moments there. You
it.
drove the car. And I thought that was very inspiring. I only caught the end of that program. I was privileged to watch it live. And kudos to you for raising your game and for making it a spectacular
Thank
event.
you. Thank you. There was a true line through that. I introduced at the beginning something called a Kairos moment. So this is a question
Okay.
for you. So Kairos, where Kronos, for anyone that's listening,
Yes.
Kronos is the ticking of the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Kairos is divine timing, right?
Yes.
It's about where you are met. And I think in like almost, I'm going to use your heart, your mind, your soul
Yeah.
all together receive something in a moment, and you know you need to act on it. And the only thing that Kairos moment requires is for you to take that leap. It's
Yeah.
not a debate whether I'm going to. So I'm
Yeah.
asking, in the short time that you were there, did you have or experience a Kairos moment?
I did. So here's a story. I had been to different events that day.
Okay.
And in as much as I planned it, I looked at the time. It was going to take me about an hour or just over an hour to get to where that venue was going. So
Ooh.
I was like, ha, do I really need to go? I don't just want to attend another event. I want to go there, either I'm blessing somebody, I'm meeting somebody, or something positive. And so I drove. And the impression I got back was, Emmanuel, it says God feelings. You can't go wrong by attending such an event. So I said, okay, let's go. So I drove there. And just as I got there, I saw Mo Ekwujimi. He
Well,
said he had just
yes.
spoken. I saw Jide Adeoye, who also told me he had just, in fact, Jide said he had literally finished and the his own session. And thanks to him, he was the one that invited me originally for the event. And so when I got there, I listened to Chris and Atil talk about,
Oh,
and the reason
powerful.
why that resonated with me is I used to work with a consulting firm called Accenture. And so I came here, I wasn't able to continue that journey, but just looking at Chris speak, I could relate with what he was doing, not just as a leader in the corporate world, but as somebody projecting his faith in such a way that he was willing to take sacrifices, make sacrifices, forgo an opportunity, just so that he could be in a position where he could be in alignment with God. And what also reminds me is the funny thing that the following day in church on Sunday, what I heard was the ultimate goal in faith in Christianity, which I believe in, is not in the getting, but is in the alignment of yourself to the purpose of God. And then your life can be fully accepted.
Hey,
And I think that's the realm in which you're playing.
I love it, and I think I always say, like, because we, I think, as believers, especially Christians, we have to find a way. Like, God sends us. Like, one of the
Yes.
that's another concept I spoke about. I was trying to help people, like, go from, like, I introduced a mindset shift from employed to deployed, right?
Okay.
Like, I duly do believe that if you are a God, like a child of God, he
Yeah.
sends us. Matthew 28, 19 to 20 says, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Yes.
There's another, send us around the world with news of your saving grace and eternal plan for all. Like, we are deployed too, right? Like,
Yeah.
and so wherever we find our human, it's God deploying you into that space to
Yes.
operate in who he has designed you to be, not in somebody else's. I cannot fight my battles with your equipment. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. That's a nice one. Like David. David
Like
said in the
David,
song.
right. But I can't. You have your, which is why it makes no sense for me to watch you and the way you're building communities and the
Yeah.
work you're doing and the sort of like how you like you created that be like Annie, like we haven't even I haven't even gone to my question for
Well, you
you
know, the
yet.
way you look at me is the way I look at you, and I'm like, this lady is flying high. So
Right.
within,
But it's true. And I mean, I can look at you built a community on WhatsApp with like 700 people in there. And I'm like, I can sit there and be like, damn, how like, but that's your lane. That is what God has assigned for you to do. And you are going to be able to, you know, magnify. So my lane is to figure out how I can help and continue to empower you to be able to build what God has placed inside of you. That's how I win. You understand? Like, and that's how you win in terms of our roles here on earth and that God has purposed us for. So I thank you.
Great.
You just pulled that out of me.
Yes,
But
I
yeah.
agree. And you know, honestly, I think you know, when I went to that event, talking about the aha moments or the
The
cryos,
Kairos.
seeing you know, end it with that song
Oh, Mama.
and jumping, enjoying, carrying the phone, you went away, you came back again. I mean, I just saw somebody who was in her element, somebody who, and I understood beyond what you've said why God has favored you on that platform. It's not just the fact that you're technically skilled, it's because God sees somebody who is unashamedly, who is confidently owning her space and representing him. And so, well done
But it's
on.
hard. I'm gonna let's unpack that for a bit, right? Like you feel like you talked at the beginning about your why, and it's a great responsibility being a build bridge
Bridge
like someone
builder.
who built a bridge builder and somebody who thrives on bringing community and building communities, right? It's not easy work. So I'm gonna ask you, like, what do you believe, like there's a sacrifice and there's a cost to that, to following God? What has it, what have been yours?
Very good question. When I started out, so when I came out, I've been in Canada for 9 years. The first 5 years, I was going through the motions, working on the shop floor. I was completely devastated. I hated my life and I wanted to die, but like death wouldn't find me.
It's
So
God.
eventually I came out of that and I realized that, hey, God still loves me in spite of all that I thought I had gone through. And so that's what led me to found Alliance of Nigerian Entrepreneurs, as it were. Then I called a couple of people in my community. I shared the idea with them. They bought into it, and then we started. And then very quickly, the idea caught on, and we realized that the objective was to help people like me, who came with big ambitions, big goals into Canada, who were doing very well back home, but made that decision, but who were finding that the environment was not cooperating with them, in so to speak. And so it was basically to say, hey guys, you don't need to focus unduly on trying to get a job. You can actually be a business owner, just start, or even when you start have a job, still keep the mindset of being an entrepreneur, etc. And so that's how the whole journey started. But in order to make this successful, I had to be the example. And I think that's where the sacrifice began. And I'm very grateful to my spouse, who was very supportive at the beginning, to
Amen.
say, hey, go ahead. This journey is bigger than us. I consider myself to be a marketplace minister, which means I'm not a pastor in church, but what I do is all ministry, reaching out, looking out for people. But I would also admit to you that I've gone through seasons where my best of intentions were misconstrued. One, there was envy. There were different things that, you know, came back. I was backstabbing. I'm like, what's happening? And many times I've thought of, let me just throw it in the towel. But the truth is that it's from within. I can't run away from it. It's who I am. Just back to what you said earlier. I would admit that I've had to also miss out on financial opportunities. If I was measuring success purely by finance alone, I would say it has not been successful. But what I've realized is that life, if you stay to the mission, stay true, and you know you're not doing it in your for any publicity or any glory, self-glory,
Well,
God
only
will
glory, God's
reward
glory,
and
right.
elevate you beyond what you can ever do. There's a passage in the Bible, since you've made reference to the Bible, that says, he that goes forth bearing precious seed, but weeping, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. And that's pretty much what has happened. And then back to one of the things you said,
The
what has
passage.
kept
People
me
want to know
this
what the
way?
pa people are asking, what's the passage,
Oh, the
minister?
passage is some. It is in the same passage that says, except the Lord builds a house, the labor in vain that build. I think it's no. Is it when the Lord? I'll get it. I think Psalm
Okay, in other
124.
words, just go through the Bible, you'll find it.
No,
Okay, go on.
it's in the book of Psalms, and it's either
Okay.
Psalm 127 or 126. One of
Just
those.
read the whole Bible, you'll
Yes.
figure it out. Okay,
Yes.
go on.
And so the conviction is what has kept me going, knowing that, look, I'm in the right direction. And those who sort of have tried to push you away or compete with you suddenly realize you can't compete with somebody who has the original idea. And one of the things I also realized is, many people don't know this, when we started, there was a bit of a falling out with, founding members, and there were things, depending on who you ask, who was right and who was wrong, that's not important. But what's important for me was I was able to rebuild bigger, better, and stronger. So the platform you're referring to is actually not our first. Our membership is well over 1,000. And whereas initially we were looking at just membership within the GTA, now in the new environment, we have
Global.
members across the globe, in Australia, in Europe, so again, challenges tests your conviction. And if you stay through, you become a better version of
Yes, I
yourself.
love it. And I love the fact that you talked about it. It's always from within, because there's one of my favorite thought leaders is Dr. Eric Thomas. And he said something so long ago that profoundly that this has stayed with me. But he says, like, you could take away my riches and I will still be able, like, I will still be able to make it up again,
Yes, because you
because
have the
the
DNA.
gifts, right? Because the ministry that I've been that has been assigned to me is what made that possible, right? And I think that that's a good message. So my key to, like, is you think about leadership, and you think about just that, and how many leaders might feel like when something comes their way that sort of sets them back, right? Like, how can they sort of use that philosophy that, like, let it go. You can rebuild, because what was needed to make it lives inside of you, right? Like, how can they activate that from themselves? Like, because I think a lot of people kind of, I like what you said, ministry. But how do you think they can activate that?
I think the first thing is to understand that everybody has been destined to be a driver in their own bus. And when you're a passenger in another person's vehicle, be the best passenger. I don't try to hijack a bus that was not yours. That's for the person who's outside. And for the driver of the bus, understand that everything you need has been given to you. In fact, some of those challenges, crisis moments are great. Why? Because in my case, what they have, two things happen at least. It introduces you to your vulnerabilities, to your weaknesses, to things you need to improve upon. Because those challenges don't always mean that people are mean, permit the word. It could also be that you also, like in my case, had some things that you did not think through properly. Your maybe it's attitudinal changes that are required, EDC. But then it also shows you the reality of the people around you. It helps you to see them in the right perspective. But what you can then do is to say, hey, I'm willing to start again because I'm a better version of myself. That's why someone like Donald Trump, I mean, president of the US, long before he became president, he became bankrupt and was able to regain that because he understood a lot of things better. It's the knowledge, the understanding. Failure, like I said earlier, failure is not as bad as we make it to be. It just helps you understand what did not have a proper foundation. And when you rebuild with better understanding, better conviction, and better outcomes.
I love that. It's a compass, a bit. It's a bit of a compass, would you say? So we touched on it a little bit, but I just wanted to maybe just get you to talk a bit more, right? Like, you're not just help people build businesses. In fact, I don't think that that's your prime focus. It's really about helping them build belief in what is possible, right?
Correct.
And
Correct.
so why do you think personal transformation must come before professional success? Like, what's your
Beautiful.
thought?
Because, like I found out in my case, My definition of my self-esteem was rooted in professional success until the foundation of the profession was removed, like the rug was removed from under my feet. And so I had to accept myself. And it's because what I feared, like Job said, came upon me. And I came to myself and I realized, okay, this is who I am. And so now I celebrate myself with no titles, no privileges, nothing. And like every other thing is an additional benefit. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with a lot of money. I'm comfortable with, I mean, not comfortable, but I can endure with little, but I'm still, it doesn't change my confidence. And you know the funny thing? I used to be very timid. You know, in the 9-to-5 environment, the corporate world, I used to be very, you know, I was conformed. I was very timid of making mistakes so I wouldn't lose my promotion. But having come out of that experience, the challenges, there's nobody I can't speak with now. I have a confidence that I believe is only God given, a confidence to speak truth to power and to ensure that I fulfill my mission because every one of us has an assignment. You're doing a fantastic job where you are. Even in your sphere, I'm sure there will be moments of tests that you will need to pass to move to the other level. That's what I see myself. And my ability to support other people to raise their game is an ultimate test of my success on this journey.
I love that. So how do you hope people might measure success differently after having an encounter with you and you helping them?
Okay, good question. I think the
You think
what
all
I
my questions are good, actually.
Yes, they are all
Go on,
good.
go on.
So what do I expect the customer experience to be? I
No, how do
expect.
you hope people measure success differently
Okay,
after?
yes.
After
After.
they've been ca after having an encounter with you.
Yeah, I think, well, the expectation is that, first of all, there's an acceptance of the fact that they don't need to be more than who they already are. The identity crisis you talked about is something that needs to be addressed to embrace themselves. People see me talking to supposedly public speakers and they think I'm doing something out of the ordinary. I'm trying to make those things common and to realize there's no big deal. We have a program called the Impact Forum, which we've had the privilege of bringing on board. All of that is to bring these people closer and let people see into them, into their stories, and humanize them and understand that, hey, if Nkechi can do it, how is she doing it? And by learning the story, okay, I can see myself doing it. So the idea is to see the belief, see the person, see the possibility first. Because a lot of people don't even see the possibility. A lot of folks here are living in survival mode. Paycheck to paycheck. They don't want to worry about leaving an impact. Abraham Maslow gives us that hierarchy, which tells us about different levels. People are mostly in 1 to 3, survival mode. I need a job. Nobody cares about, you know, living beyond now, the relevant being of impact beyond this generation. And so those are the things I'm hoping that, you know, by interacting with us, there will be that change of the fact that I can do it. And it's really happening. Beyond ANA Global, I've had the privilege of founding other groups, interacting with different people. And the feedback is that initially they celebrate me, but after a while they realize it's not about Emmanuel. It's about the fact that he's just helping. He's like a pointer to what is possible. And I'm grateful that a lot more people are coming out of the woods and, you know, enjoying themselves, living their lives. And be the best. My belief is this. I forgot to say that. I'm very aware. Unlike you, I know you don't really see color. I see color. But I'm very aware that the first generation of people, or some of the generation of people that came before me, came against their volition. They were forced here, right? And there's that element there. We can see the result of that. But there is a new generation of people who came in their own volition, which I belong to. And what I say to myself and to people around me is that if 50 years from now, all the people that look and talk like me have to say is the inadequacies of what happened in the years past, then this generation, my generation, has failed. Because our goal is to demonstrate that in the same room, under the same standard temperature and pressure, we will
What you can
deliver.
achieve.
And so I'm very
Absolutely.
passionate about that.
So I want to just correct something. I actually do see color.
Okay,
My story is that my parents came from Nigeria and just their strength of and conviction of who they are
Yes.
never talked to me about my skin color. They
Okay.
always said, "You are of Nigerian heritage."
Yes. Okay.
Right. And so when I walk into a room, I don't walk into a room as a black woman. I walk into a room as a human being who is Canadian and Nigerian. I happen to be female. I happen to be black, but my foundation really is built from, sort of the strength that I'm going to say that my parents instilled of what, in their opinion, it means to be Nigerian. You know who
Wonderful.
you are. You know
Yes.
whose you are. We've
Yes.
named you Nkechi. You are
Yes.
God's gift. Now go into the world, right? And so other people see my color. But I think that to what you just expressed, it is my advantage.
Yes.
Because I'm not sitting there feeling I'm at a disadvantage because of my gender or because of
Yeah.
my color. I'm not
Yeah.
saying that those do not exist in the room, but
Yeah.
I am willing to use my voice to call out where the room is not level.
Yes.
Right? And as a result of that, it has actually created opportunity. Like, I don't know how I managed to, but I also do believe because I didn't make it a disadvantage for me, it is an advantage. I have leveraged it and be able to leverage it as an advantage. My responsibility, though, is to not be the only in those rooms, whatever your intersectionality that you want to choose. And so I also use my voice to advocate for women in leadership, for black women in tech, for black women
Absolutely.
in leadership. You understand what I mean? Like for
Yes, I
black
do.
people in corporate spaces.
Yeah.
And I will call it out. Like I work in tech and I work with a lot of men. The other day there was an event at work. We were actually working, and I called
Okay.
it out to some of the leaders. I said, I sat for 1 hour, and you probably none of you noticed it. I didn't hear one female voice speak up.
Wow.
Today, I mentioned it to another team. I said, I'm getting ready to run a session very similar. And if I'm calling it out that I listen for an hour to that, to I can't run something that I'm curating with my team and a woman doesn't speak. And somebody said, oh, we can have, maybe we'll have her, maybe we can have a woman facilitate. I said, no. Women are not only facilitators. We run the tech, right? We code. We problem solve. We are decision makers. So I want women who are in decision making roles for this particular exercise that we're going to do. So it's like, but if I imagine if I was also in that room trying to battle for myself, trying to like find my own identity, right? Like it would be hard for me to be able to sit back with such a level of conviction to say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put women out front. It is going to happen. There wasn't a woman's voice for an hour. That's unacceptable. You know what I mean? Like you're bringing me an account team of all men and I'm a woman. You want me to face off with all men all the time? Get some women on that account team, y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's anyway, I share all of that because I think it's actually important for anyone that's listening, right? And I think you and I are probably have the
Ideology,
same mission, ideology, right? Like it's I would love people that look like me to just walk into rooms like it's the biggest advantage that any human on this planet can have. You
I
know?
think one thing that's coming clear from hearing you is that, which I wish a lot more people in our community would do, is that you're not afraid to speak truth to power. A lot of people are very concerned about their jobs, you know what I'm saying? So they rather just they see it, but they rather just look away. And as long as that continues, someone said that the only thing necessary for evil to persist is for the good to keep quiet. And what I'm hearing is that you are comfortable, empowered in your skin to speak truth of power at your place of work, despite the risks. And in your case, you're getting eating your cake and having that. That's fantastic.
I mean, two things, and then I want to take you through Rapid Thrivers. I think that we just were touching on is back to that employed versus deployed. At a minimum, if anybody here is listening to us and you're a believer, I really want you to when we end this, I want you to sit back and sit in prayer. Get still for a moment. Get still for a moment. Because the power that God has put in you is in you. It's not in the job. It's not in your leaders. It's not in the institutions that you work in. It's actually, it's in you. And I would encourage anyone that is walking a God, like God walk, who's saying that I believe in God. If you believe in God, then you must know that you are deployed. And you are deployed not to be invisible, but to be visible with the given gifts and skills and talents. God has given each of us some special abilities. Use them to help each other, passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. First
That's
Peter
it.
4:10, right? Like, and so it is incumbent, like the Bible says so. Right? Like, I'm just, this is back to the whole atheist thing. Like, believe what the Bible says and take action, right?
I think it's important that people, have that moment to build that conviction and also be authentic enough to address, say, God, I don't yet see the way these people see it. Because I think that's also important. Don't just follow the Joneses. Make sure you have that understanding of God on a personal level, because that's what will carry you through for the long
Which means
term.
you got to get into the scripture, or you know what I mean? And so daily habits. Daily habits are talking to people who are in relationship, you know, with a higher being. So Emmanuel, this is I love actually it has been like an amazing conversation.
So before we go, I just found it. The passage I was talking about, those who Psalm 126. That's where it was.
Okay,
It
that's
is.
126. Thank
Psalm
you. You don't have to read
126,
the whole
verse
Bible.
6.
You don't have to read the whole Bible. You don't have to read the whole Bible. Okay, so rapid fibers. When you think of someone who empowers you or inspires you, who comes first to mind?
I wish I had Nkechi. Let me make it easy.
No. Oh, come on.
See, Nkechi, if I was in the corporate world like I wanted to be, I would like to engage like you do. A combination of what you do and what I heard Chris. I don't know who Chris, I've never met him before
Oh,
now,
he's
but that is
phenomenal.
how I would have liked to operate. So
Phenomenal.
I mean it. I mean the confidence to speak my mind, not just within my in my classroom or in my office, but speak it on global pulpits. That is a big deal.
You know, do you think it's confidence or do you think it's courage?
That's a good question. Is it confidence or courage? I'll say it's a bit of both. I think there's a thin, in my mind, there's a thin line between confidence. Confidence comes from, I actually don't know the real definition of the, courage means acting in the presence of fear. Whether so fear
That's right.
is not relevant where courage is concerned.
Right.
Confidence means you're boosted by your beliefs. So yeah.
So
So I
I
think
personally, I like people always say, "Oh my God, you look so confident." I said, "No, I think what you see is my courage."
courage. So it's courage.
Because, because most of the time, I quickly wait. Don't think that the fear. Don't think that oh my God, if I say this, I
The
might be gonna,
butterflies.
right? That doesn't happen. It happens, right? But I recognize that what would be worse is me leaving this experience and wishing I had. Because one of the things that you said, I didn't say it after you finished, but I was like, what you just spoken to here, I want to just tell, I hope people really listen to this episode more than one time. Because a lot of the truth that you speak in here, it's about listen to it again and then take action, because this is the only life you have. And you can't just keep waiting for all of your conditions to be met for you to then feel like life is ready for you to unleash who you are.
And don't also envy people who seem to be ahead, because you don't know the sacrifices they've made, the pains they're enduring to be who they are. Because I imagine some ladies, even like people are looking at you and like, oh, she's getting all the favors and stuff. But focus on your own lane and until your ground, and in time, God will reward the effort. I think it's very important for people to recognize that there's potential for greatness in each of us, not just a select few. But let's celebrate those who have developed their talents to be just more than the sitting room and who are elevated out there. And that's what I think people need to know as well.
I love that you said that, because I think the worst thing is to anyone, like, for example, what you just said, and hold on, I want to repeat it back. You said, like, don't look at people and envy where they're at, right? Like that you perceive them to be ahead. Because the interesting thing is, let's just take you for example, somebody envying you, right? Thinking that you're ahead of where they are, which is more of a reflection of where they where they aspire to be, if they think that that's your resting spot, they're going to be sadly mistaken, because that's where you are on today, right? And it's and it, you have not arrived. You are continuing. And so same with them. That's why I'm saying, like, just recognize, like, you don't envy. Recognize that if it's possible for him, and you said that earlier, it's possible for them as well.
Yes,
That's
let
more
them
so
inspire.
how best to look at it. If Emmanuel is doing this, I can do it too. And then keep watching Emmanuel, because so far as you keep watching someone who's an eagle, you will start to soar. Question number two. What is a daily activity that helps you stay empowered?
For me, I mean, it always has to be the word. I start every day very early in the morning. I read the Bible. Some people say they don't read anything before they've prayed and they've read their Bible. I'm still trying to get there. It's not necessarily the first thing, but it's one of the first things I do is to read the Bible and get. But what I'm also learning is not just to read it to check off the box. You know what I'm saying? You can read it, so I've read God. At least you know I've read it, so every God do what I want to do. No,
God
this
will
is
know.
really reading to understand, reading to be fed, reading to build a foundation upon which your life can be. So that's something. And I'm also learning to just pray. I mean, there are times I've prayed in my mind and things happen immediately. And there are times I'm wondering, looks like nothing is happening. So I think those two things for me are very important. But I'm also learning to be very conscious about one third thing, sorry, dreams. Dreams are very important because dreams tend to affect your mood at the beginning of the day. If you sleep and you dream and the dream is negative, feed your mind on God's word so that you don't meditate on negativity. Because it happened to me even today. I had a long day yesterday, Canada Day. I worked very late in the night. And when I dreamt, I had some strange dreams. I found myself in strange places. So I woke up, I was a bit feeling, what's happening? But then I remember, no, I will not allow this to determine the day. So it's important that we take charge. I tell people, start your day on gear one, not on neutral, because it's important that you keep pushing forward regardless of the odds.
I love that. Start your day on gear one, not in neutral. Hey, that is the quote of the episode. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive, or help
Oh,
you be
quite a
empowered?
number of them, but one of the top three has to be The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I read many years ago, but which still resonates even today by Stephen R. Covey. I don't know. You probably know that book. That's a good book. John Maxwell is somebody that has inspired me a lot. I've read many of his books. And also, beyond the books, I've also taken nuggets from different people. I used to be in a church called the Daystar Christian Center. So I learned a lot from a man called Sam Adeyemi, who was foundational. His main focus is on success, although he's transitioned to leadership now. Those people have inspired me. Now, there are many more people. I hope nobody feels offended. You're all important to me.
What is an app on your phone that helps you with your thrive?
An app is
Hey,
Instagram. Because for
yes.
me, Instagram is not just a tool for consuming information about other people. It's a platform for pushing out information about what I believe in, my convictions, my beliefs. I don't see social media as a problem. I think it depends on what the information, and that's why I'm very strong on media, because I think media has a, I know, I don't think, I know media has a way of affecting how we see, how our perspectives, our decisions. So I'm always conscious. The reason why I do different programs, different events, different initiatives on media is because I'm deliberately trying to send a message. Some see it and hopefully, some are inspired. I know some are like, is it the only one? Now I no longer even care. I no longer try to please people by staying tuned to what they expect me to be. Why? Because one thing, sorry to digress, and I'm doing this.
Oh, it's good.
One of the best things I found in life is the concept called metamorphosis.
I like the butterfly.
Metamorphosis, as we know, we're talking about butterfly, but it also happens to human beings, whereby people who knew you at the particular stage so are the last to accept you when you evolve to a much bigger stage. They're like, Nkechi, is she the only one? Is she whatever? And the mistake we make is that because these people are people that are dear to us and near to us, we feel we need to have their permission to move to the next stage. You don't. You just need to push yourself forward.
That's
Those that
right.
want to come along will come. Those that don't want to come, just, so don't hold on too dearly to your yesterdays. Keep pushing
Yeah.
forward until the egg becomes the butterfly. Very important.
I
And
love
that's
that.
that really is something that I hope everybody understands. Don't limit yourself to the
Yeah.
expectations of people who can't even see beyond now.
Yeah.
Push
And
forward.
I think the one thing you need to also add is that that's also supposed to be a painful experience.
Yes. Oh yes.
If you think
Oh
about,
yes.
especially the analogy of a butterfly,
Oh yes.
think about that. Okay. Now, what is one misconception that people have of you as they see you out there thriving?
Well, I think a misconception just along the lines of the butterfly. So when I was much younger, I was very timid. I was very shy. And so when people began to see me here and there, that was, I'm talking about 3 or so years ago, they came up with a concept that I had a mental disorder. Even people that were close to me, honestly, because they couldn't understand how all of a sudden this guy is like this everywhere, blah, blah. I would admit though, that maybe there was an explosion, because like when I came in and I had challenges, there was some sort of, I was in a state of depression. I wasn't depressed, but I was in a state of, where you're just moody, and all of a sudden when things opened up, I came for breath, fresh air. It's just like what happens between when you're in the cocoon and when you're in the caterpillar. Cocoon, you're all boxed up, nobody hears from you, but caterpillar, that's what happened. And
I
so the
love it.
misconception was that this guy all is not well. But I hope that by now
Yeah,
you
people
know
know.
that not only is all well, I'm on course. And I'm not even where I need to be. I believe that God, I live life like you. I love the life, the privilege that God has given me to have a new lease, a new opportunity. And every day is a day to maximize that opportunity. I don't know where
Yes.
to take me, but I'm locked in,
Amen.
and I believe we're on a journey to
Amen.
greatness. Yeah.
Amen. Where do we find more of you online?
Well, okay, there are a number of places. The organization I lead, ANA Global. So we're on social media, we're at the ANA Global. My personal Instagram is Tunde Adebola, but I think I'm a lot more visible on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Emmanuel Babatunde Adebola is my full name. I have quite a number of followers, people who are, listening, and so I'm also on Facebook and other places, but I think Instagram, maybe Facebook, LinkedIn are great. We're also on social, on YouTube. So if anybody's interested, that the ANA Global platform is there. So
I love it. Thank
yeah,
you.
and I'm
So,
in every major corporate event that happens in the
yes, you
GTA
are indeed, indeed.
itself.
So,
So
as I
stay
said at the
tuned.
beginning, I asked
Yeah.
the guest whether you want to leave a piece of wisdom or a question for the next guest. What's it going to be for you?
Let me do the same favor by asking the question, which
Okay. What's it?
is, maybe just to help me. You interview anybody, right? I just want to understand the
Yeah,
candidate, the type of
anybody.
people.
You have no idea who the guest is going to be.
I see, I see. Let's keep it simple.
No, don't
What
keep it
are the
simple.
top three
Okay.
things that life has taught you, and for which you want everybody to know as they continue their journey? Top three
Ooh,
things
that's
that
not
life has
easy.
taught you. No, it's easy because it takes a moment to reflect. Top three things.
Okay. I
And they could
love
be
it.
positive or negatives. Yeah.
Okay. Now finish this sentence for us. I am
Okay.
most empowered in my skin when.
I'm most empowered in my skin when I allow myself to focus on the ultimate truth, which is what God says about me, and not on what circumstances or the environment dictates. There's something in me that the world needs to hear, and they will hear it in due time.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for sharing a lot of that on this platform. I
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
you, Emmanuel. You are amazing. And I'm so
Thank
happy
you.
that we got to do this. So thank you for saying
Thank you very
yes.
much for what you're doing. This is a great platform, and I do wish you more success. Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
me.
Thank you. And to everyone that's listening, this is sadly where I have to say, we're out.
Yes, we are.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Thank you. Bye.
There you have it. I trust that you're feeling more empowered in your skin. And as the late Dr. Maya Angelou says, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you learned from today's episode on your socials and tag us. And remember to go over onto iTunes and leave us a review or follow us on socials at Empowered in My Skin. But most importantly, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.